so everybody can follow. Has everybody been in the system or not at all yet?
Yes, I've been in.
I don't know.
Okay. Okay, then we'll go through how you log in and how you get there and all of that. My name is Blenda Cox, and the host is Johnny, and she'll help you out if you have any problems while we're going through this. My email address is in the handout, and it's also up on the board if you need it. The site that I'm at is https://members.hfbc, and so it's right here. And so you'll notice up here in the top right corner that there's a login. And if you hover over that, it'll light up. You can click on it, and it will bring up the login screen. You have the option to authenticate with Facebook or Google. If you registered for Midnight Madness online, you may already have a login because that was done through Rock and through this member site. If you don't, then you can email me and I can get you set up so that you'll have group tools permissions. But this would get you a login. You could also create a login here that you would set the username and password. So my username and password is in there. I'm going to click login. And now the login has changed up here in the top right corner from login to Hello Blenda. And to get to where we're going to go for group tools, you're going to go back up to the Hello and go to My Account. Okay, once you're at My Account, you can update address, phone number for yourself. So if we've got incorrect information, please help us out. Below that is any family members, and so you could update their information as well. Your groups section over here to the right is going to list any groups like Life Bible Studies or maybe ministry groups that you're a leader of or a member of. So if you go to a Life Bible Study class in the morning and one in the evening, and you're a leader in the morning class but not in the evening, because you're a leader in the morning, you're going to see the evening class there. Okay? So I've got a couple little groups here. We're going to go into the test group. And so you just click on the link, and that takes you into the group. And so that should take us to page 3. And so once you're in here, this is to talk about how to get connected with your class, how you can use this system to connect with your members. There's a couple different things that are available over here under the group reports. One of the ones is the Missing You report, which is pictured there on page 4. But on page 3, it's looking more at your roster. And so this is the landing page that I come in. So when I clicked my group, this is the header. If I need to email the group leaders, I can do that. And any of your group leaders can have access to this. We just need a confidentiality form filled out. There is one. It's the last page in the handout. So if you don't have a login and you want one, you can sign that and give it to me and I'll get it set up. This information here is just basic information: phone number, address, email. And how they're connected to the class. So whether they're a member or a leader or a visitor, it'll have their role in class. Yes.
I noticed in our class leadership, we had one of our teachers passed away, and she's still listed there. And then we had a couple of co-directors that have since moved on to a different class to teach.
Okay.
So I couldn't figure out a way that I could change it. I guess I can't change it, but I can request to change it.
You can request to change it. So if you see how I move over the names, those icons appear?
Mm-hmm.
The pencil is the edit or request. And so it's a person data error.
Okay.
And so you just tell me what needs to be changed and we'll get that fixed. If it's for the person that's deceased, I'd prefer that you do this one. There is one that's just a request for a remove, but that's more, you know, if they're attending another class or they've moved to a different church or something like that. And so that's just under, let me go back so you can see where that was again. So those icons, the X gives you the remove group member. The edit is the person data error. And then the little telephone is a log interaction, and I'll talk about that in a little bit. It's just a way to record a contact with somebody. One of the things that this is showing on page 3 is down at the bottom of your roster. So if you've got 10 people in the class or 100 people, it's going to depend on how long the roster is, but it's still down here at the bottom. You'll have an email roster. Everybody will have access to that. That means it's going to take everybody that's active in the role in the class. So these two inactive members that are listed won't get an email. Their emails won't be carried over. So you can email roster. The SMS, send SMS is an additional setup that needs to happen. If you want that capability, then we need to talk. And so you can email me or get with your minister and we can get that set up. There's a dollar per phone number that's texting, and so we need to set that up.
What is that to get?
To be able to text through the system, to send text messages. It works really well if you're sending out messages for, maybe like a weekly newsletter or something, and you're sending them a link. Or if you're sending directions, y'all are going to go for a lunch after church tomorrow, and you're sending out directions to the restaurant, that kind of stuff. So I'm going to click on this so you can see what it looks like. There's not an image of it in the paper. But it pulls in all of the names, and the ones that are in red have no email address. So you could X them off, or just know that they're not going to get an email, and so you may want to call them or reach out to them in another manner. Because this is an email, you can do attachments. It's going to come from you using whatever email address we have on file. And so you can tell which one you've got on file. When you land on my account, it'll show you which one we've got on file for you. And then the subject, you can change that if you need to. And then there's a template preform in there. It's going to use the person's name. So it's going to put in Bob or Cindy or whatever their first name is. If it's Robert and they go by Bob, then it's going to put Bob in there. But if they're Robert and they go by Robert, then it's going to put Robert in there. Just depends on if we've got a nickname in the session, in the system. The insert text here is where you'll highlight and delete that and put the body of your information. This part down here just will put a footer on the email that will look like it came from Houston's First Baptist. And so it has kind of that look so that it looks like it's not just spam. You can add images. So if you wanted to add pictures, this icon lets you paste from Word. So if you put a letter together in Word, you could click this and paste it in there. And so all of your formatting would be carried into the email. If you just paste it in here directly, it doesn't pick up all of the formatting as well as using the other icon would.
Interesting.
So, once you have that set, Then you come down to the bottom and send communications. And it will send individually. So it's not a blind carbon copy. It's a direct email. And so it's a one-on-one. So if they reply to all, they're still just replying to you. It's not going to go to everybody in the group.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned something previously about active and inactive members. How does that work?
In most Life Bible Study classes, inactive, if somebody's moved away, we take them off the roll, and so you won't have an inactive section. Sometimes you've got people that maybe are reassigned for work, and so they're temporarily in Maryland for 8 weeks or something like that, and so we may make them inactive, so they'd still show on your roll, but we don't take them out of the class. They could be inactive for health reasons, different things like that. But for the most part in a Life Bible Study, they're either going to be active or not on the roll.
Is there a criteria that you use to put them in an inactive status?
No, it's usually dependent on their overall role, overall record role.
Okay.
So somebody that moves away and they're going to be temporarily, they've called and said, you know, we don't need any mail, we're going to be out of town for X.
Okay.
Or they're...
It's not just because, like, we have a person in our class and nobody can get in touch with her anymore, and we got a kickback back on her email, and she hadn't been to class in a long time. So that's kind of why I'm asking. If she hadn't shown up in 18 weeks, are y'all going to call her inactive? Or should we call you and tell you?
You could submit a remove if they're a visitor from the class. So if this says visitor, then certainly send me that remove and we can get them taken off. If they're a member, we may need to know that you've made that contact and had email bounce and stuff like that.
Okay.
So if you the more information you can give me, if they're a member, the better.
Okay.
And then if there's a reason that we can't take them off, we'll get with you.
Okay.
Let you know.
But
is that the little edit? It was a pencil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
what did you call it again? Edit, request edit or something?
Yeah, if you click on it, it is person data error, but it's just the edit. And so those are
that's good to know.
Things that you can do to help us help clean that up. So if you've got people on there that haven't come, you know, in a year, then, you know, let's take them off. We can, in most of the departments, if we don't want to take them completely off the rolls for Life Bible Study, we can move them to an outreach and notify somebody that we're putting them in outreach, and then they get, you know, somebody else can try to personally contact them and get with them to follow up.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
To be clear, if somebody, I'm a group leader, if a member from my group tells me that she's not coming anymore, she moved to another church, should I go to my director to do that, to remove that person, or how do we go about that?
You could put the information in here,
mm-hmm.
but I would certainly let your director know.
Okay.
You also have the pink slips that you
yes.
could fill it out on the paper.
Okay.
But yeah, I would let the director know.
Yeah. Okay.
But you could do this too. So I think that's all that's off of this page. So over here on the left, we've got several reports. This roster is the pictorial roster, and it shows us a fixed set of information. The group roster over here on the left is a little more flexible and is exportable to Excel. And so we'll look at that. But we're going to start with the first one, the Missing You report. And so that's the one that's on page 4. Any of these reports that you see that are in this grid format allow the communication and export to Excel. So this is a Missing You report, and so it's based on attendance or absence. And one of the things that you want to be sure that you do is accurately record your attendance. You can record attendance electronically through this if you want to, and we'll look at that a little bit. But this report, if you did it electronically, would be immediately updated. Your, the next report, let's go to group back a page. The class first visit report. I don't have anybody that was a first time visitor, but this would be the first time they visited your class. Those won't be updated until we get them in the system from the slips that you put in. Whether you do it electronically or whether you do it with a paper copy, it still goes through the same process in our office. And so I'm gonna go back to group tools and we'll go into that group roster. And so this has the communication. And I've got a bar down at the bottom, I'm sure. So with this, you've got more columns of information. So you've got their birthday here. You've got their actual church connection, where what you saw on the other one is the connection to the class. So it would be this column, the role. And then you've got address, cell phone. And if I get down to the bottom, and this last column is the last attendance date. And so this would be updated immediately with if you were doing attendance in the system. Otherwise, it's probably going to be Monday before it gets completely updated. Across the top, you have some filters. So if you wanted to do a birthday list, so if you wanted to send cards for everybody that has a February birthday, you can click that and do filter. I don't know if I've got anybody, but I do. I have a couple people that have a February birthday. And so then I could export that or just handwrite cards or whatever I wanted to do. But that gives me that list. And if you want to communicate with different groups for male and female, you could do that also. I'm going to go back to group tools. And so that's a little bit about the reports and how you can use those. To be able to find out who needs to be connected or contacted, I would use either the missing you report or the group tools. I think that, or the group roster. I think that those two are probably the most useful reports. To see who's missing, who's not been here in a while. The texting, if you have that set up, can be a great way to quickly, you know, send out something to a large group. Once you have that set up, then you could also send something one-on-one from your phone through that same phone number. Yes.
What happens if someone tries to reply to text?
You would get the reply. Let me close a couple of these things down.
So it would come like a text, like you sent the text directly from your phone?
It goes through another number, and that's not the right page. Let's go to RMS. It goes through Twilio, and so you get a number assigned, and so your number is, you know, 234-5555, and so you send a text out to a bunch of people. They'll reply back to that 234-5555, not to your actual cell number, but it'll be tied to your cell number, so you'll be able to read it on your phone. And I'll give you a view of what it looks like here in just a second. And you can reply back, but large groups, if you're expecting a lot of response, can get pretty busy. And so this is the recipient. So if you sent out, hello, or this is the person sending it. Hello, Alicia. Hope to see that you at the car show tonight. So this would be coming from me to you. And then you say, I'll be there. I see Alicia Marble. I'll be there at 671. So to reply, then I go in and say, cool, can't wait, and use the at 671 to tag it back to your phone. And so if you're doing it for one-on-one, it works really great, or a small group. But if you're doing it for 150 people, that may get a little complex.
Maybe up on that.
But it would be a number that you could use without giving your cell phone out to somebody. And so it would work. I mean, you'd be able to text it, not just through Rock, but use the system.
And so for every text you send, that's going to be $1?
No, for the number.
Oh, okay.
Just for the number.
So it's one-time charge.
It's a monthly charge, I think,
for
$1.
Probably $1, okay.
And so that's why I say we need to talk to the minister. It's not a problem. I just don't want to.
And that gets billed to the church?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
But
it's an accounting nightmare.
No, because it just comes under membership budget.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm not trying to put out those dollars to all of those different.
Okay.
I just want the ministry to know that, you know, how many people that are using it. And so, but it's, I mean, it's part of my budget. I've got it budgeted, so use it.
Okay.
And so, something that I do with some of the people that I work with is we use a system called GroupMe. And it's a text messaging system that works pretty well. And so if you want to keep something in your class to be able to communicate and the whole class could see the text string, instead of keeping a text string where you've got 20 or 50 different people in the string, you can use GroupMe, and it kind of just keeps it condensed. And you can either use it in an app or connect it to your text messages in the Apple device.
Group what?
GroupMe.
Oh,
GroupMe. All one word.
Okay.
GroupMe. And it's a free service. And so that's one way that you can use text messaging. That this is great, like I said, to be able to say something to the whole group. It's, you can use it one-on-one, but it's not as user-friendly as some of the other apps would be. And so using GroupMe or I think the other one is WhatsApp.
WhatsApp.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Is another one that does that same kind of stuff. And it's a good way to keep your class connected. So if you've got prayer requests that go out, or you've got, like trying to organize a potluck, everybody kind of working together to try to figure out what's going on.
We're still stuck in email. What do you call that, an email?
Well,
in the older class.
Email works.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's fascinating that all this stuff's available and we're just still doing email.
Well, and there's another thing that we've used recently. I don't know if any of y'all know Patty Wilson. She recently,
yes.
Okay. She recently, twice within the last year, has had hip surgery. She fell and broke one hip, got recovered, was back at work, and now has fallen and had her surgery on the other side. And so what we've done both times that she's been out to set meals up is use something called Meal Train. And it is a free service. It lets you say, these are the days that we need something to take place. So we need meals for this particular family on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Here's what they like. Here's the times that you can drop it off. Here's all the instructions. You send out an email, and people sign up for the different times. And then it sends them a reminder saying, you signed up for, and gives them all the information. And then if you want to, I think potlucks are also free. So if you want to do that and organize a potluck, if you've got maybe somebody has cancer or something, and so you're trying to do more than just a meal. So you need somebody that's maybe going to go cut their lawn once a week or something like that. And so you want to do multiple different things. It's $10 an event. And so if you're trying to set something up where you've got multiple things going on, That might not be a bad thing to.
How about meal train? The regular meal train is free, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So we did when Teresa was ill and got to the point where she couldn't really, wasn't really eating, a small family. We did it as a floral train. We just called it, hey, this is a meal train, floral train, so you can bring a fire arrangement a couple pounds a week. And that worked. That works pretty well.
Yeah.
So, for whatever, you know, you can just modify it to.
Yeah, as long as everybody knows what they're doing it for, yeah.
The lawn, mow the lawn train or whatever it is.
Yeah, just if you're trying to mow the lawn and make sure that maybe the laundry's done and make sure that they've got meals a couple times a week or something like that, that, you know, if you're trying to do more.
That would be worth $10. You know,
that's what I was thinking is let the
right.
system manage that.
Yeah, gotcha.
But those are some of the things that I've come across that I think can be really helpful in connecting with your groups. Because before you have a need, you need to have the community. You need to be able to have the connections where you've got friends or,
right.
you know.
And somebody has to be busy going to find the people.
Yeah, and you want the, you know, you need the gatherings and the different things so that people are friends and when they've got a problem, they're willing to share because it's an open group. You know, they're comfortable there. And so I think those, the group me and the meal train or the potluck thing, it's just a simple, you know, tool that you can use to help. This is a tool that you can help, you know, get a lot of information out or, you know, for reports and different things that you need, you can take that out of there. I talked about attendance. It's not in this handout, but if you wanted to post attendance online, that when you come into this, it drops onto the roster, and just to the right of the roster is the attendance tab, and you can click on that, and all of the different dates will be here. If for some reason your date isn't there, there's an add over here on the right, and you can just add one, but by Sunday, the date should be here for you to use. Now, if you're trying for some reason to post attendance on Saturday before Sunday, it may not be there. It adds it on Sunday. And you just click on it, and then you check off who was in attendance. And it's got a section for notes, so you could put visitors for that day. If you put visitors and their phone number in here, then that would give another person in the group the access to those phone numbers, where if they you turn in the slip, and hand the copy to one person, maybe somebody else wants to follow up, then you don't have it all over. But if you have the...
Yeah, I can put it in notes.
Yeah, you can put it in notes and then save it. And so then you can go back to the roster and you're back where we were. I put in the picture of the slip and the pink slip, and I'm sure y'all are all familiar with those. The one thing that's on here that wasn't on here last year is the last little, the little dots.
The hot link.
Yeah, is to the electronic version of the slip. And so if I just go back up here to Houston's First Baptist, where we were when we came in, so on this page, and go to connect, and to visitor card.
Hmm.
And the link there, you could type that in too. You can get to the same page. Now, keep in mind I'm logged in.
Interesting.
And there's an add visitor over here.
Okay.
And so that's going to take you to that same page. There's also, this is brand new. We have a pastoral request, so if you know somebody that's having surgery or just anything that pastoral care might need to know, you can click that link and send them a quick note about, you know, whatever might be going on. This is another report that's relatively new, you may or may not be aware of out there. It shows, I think it's 10 weeks, and that's a fixed set. But it gives you the person's information, address, phone number, and then their actual attendance across. if you're, with, the reason I mentioned about being logged in is if I go into the visit card and I'm logged in, you can see it drops in my personal information. And so if you're trying to sign up a visitor, that's not ideal. So if you click from the group tools, be sure that you take your personal information out before you turn it over to somebody to fill out. Or if you're filling it out, just type over it. If I log out and go here, then I'm back at the main page and go to connect and visitor card, and then it's blank. Be sure to hit the register down at the bottom, or it doesn't save the information and send it to the membership office. So, I think everything else on this page is pretty much the same. And so, the more information you give us, the better. So, I know that some of the people only give you limited information, but we work with what we get. Like I said, there is a confidentiality form, so if you want access and you don't already have it, it should be on the back of the handout.
I think I already did, but just in case I don't and I fill it out and send it, where do I send it in? Do I just give it to the director, or?
You can put it in the box, the attendance box.
Okay.
And I'll get it. Or you can leave it here. Want to sign it now?
I think I'm going to be signed in. That's
okay.
I think I already have an account.
Okay.
And if you're like me and you get home and can't find it, you can call Linda and she can tell you.
And I can help you.
Why don't you go up to her computer and see if you can log in?
I would not remember the password.
Hello.
It's definitely one of those things where I just told Gary to remember it. But I feel like I've been to this page before, so it was
probably
doing the training for the outreach and image group, I think, sometime in 2017, probably.
Yeah, probably so.
So I might have it right now. I don't ask.
Well, I think we're...
Another thing.
Oh, yes.
I go by my middle name, so, I mean, most people call me by my middle name. I would everything, the first and the middle, so...
Okay, so put a check mark over your middle name.
Okay.
And then...
This one? Like this?
Yes.
Okay.
And then that way I'll make sure that I leave that.
Okay.
Any other questions? What time are we supposed to finish?
8:55.
Okay. Do y'all have any other questions or?
Yeah, so how would I request the change? I don't think there's a way to request the change that I could find to request the change for the leadership on my
If you send me the person data error and tell me what you need. You know what you want to do.
So I'm looking them up under the roster, not on the, because on that, go back to the group, the toolbox thing.
Okay, so I'm logging back in,
mm-hmm.
and going to my account,
mm-hmm.
and to my group.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, see where it says leaders right there at the top.
Up here, yes.
Correct. 3 out of the 5 are leadership. There, and I think under active members and inactive, I believe they moved Teresa to inactive, passed away. Anyway, so is that, well, I'm trying to find them under my active or inactive members in request.
Yeah, if they're still a leader here, you can just say, this person's no longer a leader, please make them a member, change them to a member of the class.
Okay.
Because it's going to come directly to me. And so... just whatever you tell me, you can just tell me and I'll get it taken care of.
And I'm just going through my memory of the one time today that I logged in and looked at it, so.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, it just lets you edit the name. And so that would be the best way. I mean, you could send me just a regular email too.
Okay.
And let me know who those are.
We'll get them taken off.
No, okay.
Well, I guess.
I think I can do it through there, so I'll try anyway if I don't.
So it's Teresa, what's her last name?
Morgan, M-O-R-G.
Okay. I'll make sure that she's, you said she's inactive, but we didn't take her out.
I saw her somewhere, I think they might have moved her to inactive status.
Well, it's probably because we made her whole record inactive, but, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah. That was based on a, one recollection from one time today when I was working. So, and then, but the two co-directors have moved on to, back to the singles department to teach.
Okay.
Matt Wells and his wife, so.
Blend.
Okay. So they've moved to another class.
Right, Matt and Kristen. In the singles, or summit, I believe, don't worry.
Okay.
And they should be listed as teachers under there as well.
Okay. Oh, she's reminding me about the survey. So if you've got the paper, please fill it out, or you can text MIDMAD to 41411, and then you'll get the electronic
version. My director told me that Rushda has maybe about 176 people on there. We don't have about 176 people in our class.
Mm-hmm.
And so, if do we just leave that there? Because sometimes we get messages that please take us off the list and things like that.
Well, if
so
you, for that many,
mm-hmm.
if you'll export the group roster to the Excel, and then just by each name tell me why you want them removed. So you've got an email, they've asked you to be removed, their email's bounced, they're attending another class, they're attending Champion Forest Baptist Church, something like that. And for any of the ones that are marked as members,
okay.
If they're visitors, you don't have to give me the reason, just say remove.
Okay.
Okay. And then send me that spreadsheet and we'll go through and
direct it to your email.
Mm-hmm. And we'll go through and update those. Yeah, I mean, there's no way for us to know if y'all don't tell us. And I know that, you know, cycles go through and somebody will be really good at taking care of it and then they move on to a different class or a different role, and so sometimes they get a little out of control. But
if we don't see somebody on our role but they're attending regularly, is there a way we can look for them to request to add them?
I don't think so. I don't think there's a
I know I had to re-add somebody that got pulled because they were such a inconsistent attender, and that was just a real easy process. I mean, I did it the old fashioned way. I just filled out a slip and just put their name on it and said they used to be on our roster, can you re-add them? And it was, you know, I didn't have to do their address or anything.
Yeah, if you'll give us a birth date or a phone number or something besides just the name, unless it's a real unique name. But if it's Sam Smith, I'm gonna need something else to find Sam Smith. So you can either do that in the email, you could do it through one of the slips. If they're coming, yeah, let us know and we'll get them added.
When I was teaching, helping teach.
Oh, yeah, we need to have them on your role. Yeah, they need to be added to your system, to your list.
Very good.
So.
It seems a lot easier than the other system that you had before.
Mm-hmm. I like it much better.
Do you? It seems to do a lot more.
It does have more features than the other one. It does.
Just kind of goes on and on and on. I mean, you can text from it. I'm just starting to feel antique. I can do it, but I'm just like,
well, antique,
really?
Antiques
I'm
are good.
I'm starting to think like that.
Antiques are valuable. That's
yeah.
good.
But and I can see how it's going to work for the younger generation because they're so used to connecting like that with one another on all these things.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it's just like, oh, spend my whole day trying to keep up with all that stuff. Because I'm just not quick enough.
There's a diminishing return to some technology at some point. Where
yeah, it's diminishing return to this technology.
You're spending too much time trying to do it the new way.
I give a deal to that. It just fascinates me the way that the younger people do that. I mean, I'm talking for my grandchildren.
Right.
I'm like, really? You can have a wound with that thing?
Yes. Like, they can fix
that's
stuff.
That's how I feel.
It's like,
because they, you know, they'll pull my phone. See, Gigi, you just do this. And their fingers are going like that. And I'm like,
did
you
say Gigi?
Mm-hmm.
I am a Gigi.
You lost me when you said see Gigi.
They call me Gigi, too.
All right, well, y'all are
thank you, Glenda.
Off a little early and headed off to a new class. So y'all enjoy yourselves.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
When are the texts for the summer supposed to come in, by the way?
Well, I thought it was supposed to be pretty immediate. Did it not come?
I just got a notification that says I will get text at some point.
Uh-huh.
I just don't know when that is.
Okay.
So maybe they're in the schedule or something.
There it goes.
Here it is.
Oh. So maybe at the end of the class.
I hope you enjoyed session one.
Interesting.
Let us know what you thought about filling out the survey.
So that, I guess that way they don't disrupt the class.
I didn't hear from them, so I turned it.
Because the younger generation will start filling out the survey right when they get it.
If
they get it.
If
they get it.
If
they get it.